Alrighty, it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals here as we approach 10:10. So going to the phones. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. And I hope everyone is also having a good day and getting ready for St. Patrick's tomorrow and maybe corned beef and cabbage or, you know, green beer, green shamrock shakes.
Oh yeah,
today.
That's right. The shamrock shakes. It's all coming up. Yeah, all this stuff, all this kind of springtime stuff. It's getting to be here, so that's exciting.
Yes, it is. And I was going through my drawers this morning because I knew that I had a St. Patrick's Day bandana for my dog, and by golly, I found it. So she
Good.
Will be wearing her green tomorrow.
Well, you know, I always forget,
no
but I don't think I've owned a green shirt for a long time, but I do have one now, so I'll wear it tomorrow, and I should remember.
Well, you kind of work with some honorary guys.
They do. They
you
would. They would pinch me. I mean,
they
don't hesitate. I mean, they would do it. So yeah, I would definitely. That's just self protection here.
That's right. That's right. Well, I've got some good news from the shelter. We've got some adoptions to talk about. I mentioned last week that we had a mom and baby come in together, and daughter, I guess I should say, because mama was two and the puppy was a year old. It was Dottie and Angel. They have both been adopted this week. So it's a special adoption because the previous owner had health issues that didn't allow her any longer to be able to take care of them. So they came from a very good situation, and both adoptions were wonderful, so they're going to a very great situation. So that's a happy story to start the day off with. We also had a puppy, one of our puppies, that was adopted, and then Tinkerbell, one of our cats, has been adopted. We had a good week. When I can talk about several adoptions, that stands to show that we've had a good week at the shelter. So that makes us happy.
That's great.
We do have puppy still available, since I kind of just mentioned the puppy. We've got the litter that we've had since forever. There were 10 of them. We still have, I think there are three. I'm sorry, there are two. Yay, because that other one just got adopted. All right, we have two left in that litter, and there were 10 in that litter. So that makes us feel like we're doing a good job to get those puppies out when they're little like that. And then we had another litter that came in. They're a shepherd mix. They're still there. There's four of them. They are so pretty, so cute, nice little puppies. So if you're wanting to start off with a very young dog, we've got a nice selection of puppies right now. And to remind everyone, when the animal that you adopt from the shelter is too young, then you are required to pay the adoption fee plus a $30 deposit. And once you have your animal spayed and neutered, you come back, present the paperwork, and you get your $30 back. That's a good incentive for people to remember that when they adopt young, they still need to go ahead and get that spay and neutering done. And the older dogs, of course, can't leave the shelter until they are spayed or neutered. So do our best to help with the population. So puppies, we've got lots of puppies to talk about. And some of our older guys that have been with us with the dogs, we still have Scooter. He was with us when we went to the Ville and had our little adoption extravaganza that day, and we had a successful day there. He was not selected, but he should be. He's a great dog. He's 1 to 2 years old. He's a Calahoota cross. He's been with us since the beginning of November, and so we know him well. We know his habits. He's very, very good with children, cats, and other dogs. He would make a wonderful companion for someone. He was very calm that day. When we took him in, it was a strange environment. He was great. He was in his crate, but he was fine in his crate. We took him out walking. He's a great dog. He's also has been vaccinated for his rabies, and he's fully sponsored, meaning his adoption would be zero fee. All you need to do is give him love and continue on with the good health things. Duncan is a year-old male mixed breed that we have. Duncan has also been with us since the beginning of November. Duncan does very well with other dogs. He loves to play fetch. He's fully grown and weighs about 40 pounds. So if you're looking for a medium-sized dog that wants to give you lots of love, Duncan, he's a guy, he would just fit right in. His color is he's tan and has some white on his paws and his chest. He is also fully sponsored, which means completely free to be adopted with the approval application. So two great deals there, because you would sure be getting two wonderful additions to your family at a very costly rate, a very cheap rate, maybe I should say. And then we have King. King is a two-year-old male. He's a pit cross. He's black and white in color. He weighs around 65 to 70 pounds. He's been at the shelter for a few months now. Hasn't had much interest. People haven't kind of noticed him, so we want to talk about him. He is a large dog, so we do best in a home that has lots of room to, you know, either out where he would be out and have lots of room, or a nice fenced-in yard. He's kind of starting to show us some signs of depression from being at the shelter. He just doesn't have that zing that he had, so we're really wanting to get him out and know what life should be all about. So someone needs to come out and check out King and make him happy again. He's also fully sponsored. You know, this is remarkable. We have these dogs that people will come in and they can't, you know, they don't quite know what to do for us at the shelter. Maybe they didn't bring a donation in, or they can't adopt at that time. So they'll just sit down and say, hey, we're just going to write you a check for this dog and sponsor him. And hopefully that'll help, you know, get someone to notice him and adopt. So that's a cool thing that people do, and we certainly appreciate it. Kitty cats. We still have Slim Jim. Oh, Jim, he's a pretty good-sized boy. He's 3 to 4 years old. He's an orange tabby. We think he'd make a good inside-outside cat, honestly, because he just doesn't seem to fit in his crate at the shelter. He just doesn't seem to be very comfortable in there.
Sure.
So we think he would make a great barn cat. He's probably a very good mouser, and he just needs, you know, he kind of hides in his kennel just like this. He's just not comfortable. So we'd sure like to get him adopted, and either any kind of a home environment would work for him. But most, you know, usually we try to say cats are better off, more healthy inside. But with Slim Jim, we think outside would be just fine. And the last cat, in fact, I better knock on wood. This is the season when we start getting to see a lot of kittens and puppies brought into the shelter. But at this particular time, we only have two cats.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, it's just remarkable. And Jewel is the second one that we have, and she's new. She's about 6 months old, female Siamese cross. Absolutely beautiful. Oh, and she's got the greatest manners. She was surrendered because the owner's dog didn't like the cat. So, sorry to say, Jewel lost out, and she was brought to the shelter, but she'll get adopted. If you go on Facebook and see her picture, beautiful. Just she's a white, mostly kind of a cream colored, I would say, with the gray swirl through her beautiful blue eyes. I can see her being adopted very quickly. She is up on her RCP vaccine, and she's also had a round of dewormer, and she's already been spayed. So, I'm sorry, she needs to be spayed. I misread. So she needs to be spayed. But anyway, Jewel, beautiful cat, and there's a lot of people that really like those Siamese. So here we go. We have Jewel for you. We've had some really neat donations this week. Sherry Williams ran a special, and they gave me an email this week, and it had quite a collection of donations that came in. Food and kitty litter and toys, and their donation drive is now over, but they did a nice job for us. We've got some really nice things now for the animals at the shelter. And I do believe that H&R Block is still running their special for the donations in the shelter. So you might want to check that out if you go in for next time at H&R Block. We do appreciate always the business that support us and just do fun things for us, just like the bill did not too long ago. And seems like someone's always reaching out to us, and we certainly appreciate it. We do need some large blankets, or if you have large blankets, we can cut them down to the size we need, but our blanket situation is really low, and this is the time when people, I think, start thinking about cleaning. The spring cleaning fever gets them, and they want to start cleaning things out. Please remember, the shelter can use towels, with any kind of a towel, and blankets, because, like I said, it's large, cut it down. If you've got the small ones, that's perfect. You know, even baby blankets that people, those feeding blankets that they get, because, you know, you have many because the babies soil them so quickly, but those make great beds for our cats and our puppies. So any kind of a cloth like that, that they have in the house, we're more happy to take. We also need large dog toys, and puppy food, kitty food. Not so much the kitty food because they're kind of down, but puppy food, we definitely need some just food special for our puppies. We are open Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, and Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 4. We've also started an Amazon wish list, and we've received some really nice things from people. They've gone on, and things that we would never buy because, you know, maybe it's a little bit more than we want to spend, they've been coming in, and thank you to all of you that have done that. Again, our Facebook page, if you want to see what we have available, it's CFA, Coffin Friends of Animals. They're very good about posting. Right now, we have a very current picture of all the dogs and the one cat, or two cats that are available for adoption. We are located across the street from the Waterways Treatment County Road, and the weather's getting better. At 5 to 7 in the evenings, if they're open, you know, we've just gone through a period where it was dark, but now, coming out for daylight savings, it's still going to be light when you come out between 5 and 7. So come out and see us. Maybe you'll find that forever pet that we hopefully that you will find and make into your home and complete your life. Have a pet, complete your life, right?
Absolutely. No, it's a big part. And, you know, for so many folks, it's, you call them, you know, man's best friend. And I think that can extend to some of the cats too. It depends on the cat, but,
exactly.
You know, sometimes we're more their servants, but.
You know, cats can be very affectionate.
They can.
But it's kind of on their terms, I think. I mean, I'm kind of like you. I'm more of a dog person than a cat person, but, Cats are. When I go in the kitten room at the shelter, they're funny. They're meowing. They're talking to you. They're wanting your attention. They've got their paws sticking out, smacking at you, trying to say hello. So you know they are affectionate too. It's just a different kind of affection.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, hey, that is very good. And yeah, a good reminder that if, you know, folks are out and about and that sort of thing, feel free to pick up some extra toys and food and that sort of thing. It is all helpful.
You know, I there's probably never going to be a time when we will not need donations. That's just the way it is. And I think people do accept that. But sometimes they do forget. What is it that they really, really are low on? So that's why I kind of continue to talk about it. And I didn't mention newspapers, but we go through newspapers too. So we've got some really neat people out there that save the newspapers for us, and that's also appreciated. Yes, it's spring. Spring will get here eventually. I mean, you look out the window right now thinking, yes, but it's going to warm up and people are going to want to get outside. It's a lot of fun to get outside and play with your dogs.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, it's going to be great. And, looking forward to, you know, people be able to throw the frisbees, throw the ball around. It's going to be good.
Good for all of us. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, we appreciate the time and come out to the shelter to see us. And I don't think I mentioned the phone number, and it is working again.
Okay, it's dried out.
It's hit and miss, but right now it's working. It is 620-252-6060, and if you call and no one's there, leave a message. The girls are really good about getting back to you and see if we can answer your question. If you've lost your pet, don't forget to check us because we have dogs coming in almost daily that Paul, our animal control officer, has picked up. And a lot of them are reclaimed pretty quick. Like, thank goodness that Facebook. I mean, that's one thing Facebook has done. It's really helped people get reunited with their pets. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, hey, Becky, we appreciate you calling in as always.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a good week, and I'll talk to you next
week.
Okay.
We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. We'll see you later. That's Becky Barnhart, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. Hey, we do have our dining guide to get to. Lots more on the way here on the Mighty 690+. More of your calls as Open Line continues here on KHGF.